What's up, cuz?
What's up, what's up, what's up? How's everything going out there? We are living and we are rocking and rolling, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you what, it is NFL Wild Card Weekend, and me and cuz both got there repping the HTTR, if you know what I'm talking about.
The following presentation is brought to you by Y Sports.
All right, cuz, it is Wild Card Weekend. This is the first time I've been on a podcast in 3 months. First time I've been on a podcast in 3 months. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, I hear you loud and clear, loud and clear. I'm trying to connect to my YouTube to go live. And it's been a minute. I know you've been out there doing your thing. Rock Roll Rebel Show is still giving out daily news. And, you know, but this time we're going to keep it simple. We're just going to go rock and roll, baby. We're just going to go rock and roll, some NFL picks. We're going to try to make some money this weekend, right? That's the name of the game.
Yeah, well, you know, since I haven't really been watching the news for a couple months, you need to catch me up first. You know, before we get to started to go too far, you got to catch me up on what the hell's going on. I've been a little out of the loop.
I guess you will. Trump won.
I heard. I did see that.
Then we had Christmas. And then, before Christmas, we had some drones, right? Some drones were flying around New Jersey.
They're
trying to find a dirty bomb. Open
AI. That was a distraction, right?
Assassinated. What's that?
I thought the drones was a distraction to prevent people from paying attention to that bill they're trying to pass.
That big Omni bill they tried to pass, but then it got shut down. Then Mike Johnson. I don't know what's going on anymore. And then you see all these stowaways on airplanes and all these people are just getting on the airplanes now. How's that even possible? I don't know what they got planned.
I seen you doing a couple shows and you was covering a few things, but you know, I just completely ejected from politics and news. I didn't watch the news, nothing, but I have been watching football. I have been watching football on Sundays, but I haven't been really communicating too much, especially through live feeds. I haven't been doing any of that, but I've seen that you've been catching up. So I figured, you know, soon I will catch up with you and see what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've just been doing our thing. We're trying to get out there. We should have dropped something out to like all these sports betting books since we're doing this NFL show. You know, maybe they could have slapped a little cash. We could have brought up FanDuel or DraftKings or Better Picks or Prize Picks or something. Somebody throw some money this way. We need a sponsor. And I don't even know if my thing's even saying I'm live, but I'm excited though for NFL. I guess, how do you think the season went? Do you think it went pretty good? You had the NFL package right on YouTube and all that?
YouTube, bro. YouTube TV. I mean, I have some friends that say, hey, you need to get this some other way to watch all the games for free. But I guess I'm one of the stupid people left on the planet. I just pay for it. It wasn't much. It was like $200 or something for the YouTube TV, the NFL Sunday Ticket on it. It was like $200, and then it was maybe $15 or $10 a month or some shit for the Red Zone. And then the YouTube has all the four games in the TV, and then you have four games here and four games there, and you can watch eight and click on the button for what volume. And that shit was nice, man. It's way better than DirecTV.
What games were you watching with it though?
All of them, but I've for sure
you sit down Sunday all day and watch.
Well, I would be working, but I got TVs above me, so I could watch eight games and work at the same time.
Yeah, I was just watching mostly the Commanders, and then like if there was a good game on, I would. But
yeah,
other than that, I still get it. I mean, because I'm out of market, you know, we're out of the Washington, D.C. area, so the only way to watch the Redskins or the Commanders is through YouTube.
And they finally have a good team. I tell you what. If you want to talk some football, the Commanders, I will say that the game against the Dallas Cowboys week 18, actually, it was an interesting week because the whole entire week seemed like fucking preseason to me. Like, not really, except for the game Sunday night, Detroit Lions and the Minnesota Vikings, that game was like a playoff game. But all the other games is like, you know, like the Skins and the Cowboys, like you're like, oh my God, the Skins and the Cowboys, a rivalry game. I mean, they got their third string quarterbacks in there. Redskins got their second string quarterback in there, even though they're losing. They don't care about winning that game. There's really nothing on the line. It was like it reminded me of like karaoke. You know, you clap when it's over. You don't clap because you loved it. You clapped it because it was over. And for the Dallas Cowboys, they were clapping because that season was over. Nobody wanted to be embarrassed week in, week out. Teams straight doo-doo. Like, damn, the Dallas Cowboys are in town. They were trash this year.
Yeah, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, they're like that every year. They're either good, you know what I mean? They get 10, 11 wins, and then they lose in the playoffs. It's typical. It's sort of like the Ravens. The Ravens are sort of like the new Cowboys, if you ask me. Lamar's, what, 2-4 in the playoffs? I mean, I know his first, like, four he, like, sort of lost, but he won one in there. And then he's 1-2 of the last two. We'll see what happens this weekend. But they're always playing the Steelers, it seems like, in the playoffs. It's always the Ravens, Steelers, and the –
or the Chiefs and the Steelers. Like, Steelers are always like the number 7, number 6 seed, you know, coming in there. And they made the playoffs. And Mike Tomlin, he still has the winning record. You know, he's been over 8-8 every single year. But he just, they fizzle out like they fizzled out the last 3-4 games. They cannot seem to find a dub. And when they go into the playoffs, they play one of these elite teams like Baltimore or Kansas City, and they just get their ass kicked. I mean, they're trying to play like the 1970s where they're playing, let's just play good defense and manage the clock, have a quarterback as just a game manager. It's like, that's not 2025 NFL. We don't need game managers. You got to put some freaking points on the board if you're trying to make it into the postseason, pass it into a championship in the NFL. That whole game managing and having a great defense and Ray Lewis, and that's a thing of the past, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I don't think Russell Wilson's that great. I don't think he's that great. He's sort of past his prime. The quarterback before I thought was doing okay. Y'all got the 10 wins. Like, Russell Wilson, I don't think I got any wins really, right?
Maybe no, you're won. Talking about the quarterback from the Chicago.
Steelers. Oh, the Caleb Williams is trash.
But No. I'm talking about the backup quarterback for the Steelers. He used to be the quarterback, Justin Fields.
Yeah, he got y'all to 10 wins this year to start out.
Yeah.
And then they put in Russell Wilson, and then they went – he just wanted to give it away. He said, well, I don't think we want to go to the playoffs, Tomlin. We don't want to go. I'm busy.
Yeah.
I'm doing endorsements out here. You know what I'm saying? I can't be getting hurt. I'm all tiny.
That's Walter Payton, man of the year. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, he's already got paid.
Yeah.
And I believe he's already made it to the show, right, Russell Wilson?
Yeah, he got a Super Bowl with Seattle Seahawks back in the day. But
yeah, so he already got his ring. I mean, he's already accomplished those things.
And his wife, I hear, got a ring around certain areas, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you like it, then you probably put a ring on it.
Yeah.
All right. So what do we got here for the games, bro? Football, it's been a good time. Like I said, Cowboys suck. Redskins are doing okay. Eagles look like they're on fire. The Lions are definitely leading the charge. What do you think of that game Sunday night, man? The Vikings and the Lions.
I thought if Sam Darnold could have made a lot of those passes, he overthrew a lot of people, game would have been a lot different. But is this the Sam Darnold we're going to be getting? Is this the Sam Darnold we all know, you know, that was with the Jets and all that was trash, and now his colors are showing? So it should be interesting. It should be interesting. I know there's going to be a lot of money going in on the Vikes and all that, but is it really going to be worth it? We're going to break it all down, you know?
All right. So – all right, let's break it down then. Break it down. Let me take a look.
Let's start. What's the first game? What's the first game, babe? We got some Saturdays, right? We got some Saturdays.
Dude, we got tomorrow. We got Thursday night football, and it's going to be what's the college schedule for tomorrow? Is it Penn State, right?
Yeah, Penn State's playing. Yeah, the college football championship.
So college football, tomorrow you got Notre Dame and Penn State. I mean, Notre Dame, they handled business. I had no idea that they were going to beat Georgia last week. That was surprising. I know Georgia, their starting quarterback wasn't playing, but that was surprising.
Game was awful. That was an awful game. Notre Dame, baby.
Trash. I know. Penn State, surprisingly how good they are. All the number one seeds are kicked out. And then Friday, you have Ohio State in Texas. Now, we'll say, the Ohio State won convincingly. It wasn't even close. Penn State won, like they weren't even playing a team that belonged there, even though they're playing a team ranked higher than them. It was just a blowout. But Texas, they started off so fucking strong. And what was it, Arizona State? I cannot believe that was one of the best games I've seen college football in a long time. Arizona State came back. 24-8. And somehow they had one miracle after another, and they ended up tying that game, going into overtime, scoring a touchdown. Then Texas comes back, scores a touchdown. Texas gets the ball first. You have to do a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Texas goes down and gets it, and Arizona State falls short. But it was like Texas, I thought, was like super dominant team, and they really looked like it for a lot of the game. And somehow they let Arizona State come back. It really showed that they have some vulnerability, and I don't know where it's at, but they didn't have any business winning that game. I mean, it was like, I think Texas really needs to proceed and go further into the playoffs because they really do have the better team, but it didn't fucking look like it in that second half with Arizona State.
Yeah, I was watching that game, and I thought that game was over. It was over. It was boring.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like, flipping the channels and come back. I'm like, what? Overtime? When they let them back in? So... yeah, you're sort of right. Maybe Texas just sort of checked out. They're like, we got this. It's almost the fourth quarter. And then, all of a sudden, bada bing, bada boom, the momentum shifts. And they get to roll it and get the touchdown to tie it up.
Yeah. It's like, no way they're going to get an onside kick. You know, they got the fourth and 15. The game's over. They're not going to do – holy shit, he did a flea flicker. The running back scored a touchdown. Oh, no, but then they have to get a two-point conversion even to have a chance. Oh, they got the two-point conversion. All right, well, no way they're going to get this onside kick or this or whatever. So they kick it off, and they get the kickoff. And then all of a sudden, holy shit, he intercepted it. And then it's like, but they have to go all the way down the field to get it. Oh, my God, he went down and got a fucking – they were getting, like, pass interference and got it all the way down. Then they got the touchdown, two-point conversion. It was like – it was unbelievable. It was just one miracle after another, and then all of a sudden the game was tied. I could not believe it. In Texas, the look on their faces, knowing that they're about to give the game away, I'm sure that had to have been eye-opening. But yeah, they're, Arizona State, their running back actually got player of the game, even though they didn't win.
Oh, wow.
So,
what do you think about all these games now being on Prime, on Netflix, and all that? What's the use even paying for your YouTube now? If you got Netflix, got games now, Prime's got games. Then you got your local markets, you know, your Sunday nights, your Monday nights. Is everything going to go streaming? Netflix is going to buy it all up, right? Eventually.
Well, we have a subscription society. You know, everything you have is a subscription. You know, so you have
a
subscription to this and a subscription to that. And you have your Amazon subscription. You have your Netflix. And then Netflix is like, well, I've already seen all these movies and stuff. It's like, no, we have live events, and you know, they have reasons to bring you to a subscription. Hulu, you know, if they can just get one game, Amazon Prime, if they can just have Thursday Night Football. And then so they're buying these. So the only way to watch that one game is you have to get a subscription. And so they have about maybe 10, 15 or 10 subscriptions that you can get to watch all or different parts of NFL. So it's pretty smart.
Yeah, I mean, it makes them money, but it just screws the consumer. I feel like it screws us.
Well, you know, you're getting paid because you're advertising. I mean, I'm happy that they don't have like Kellogg cornflakes on the field Photoshop like some of the college football does. No, well, you know, how they do the first down marker and they do that.
Yeah.
And sometimes they do those graphics, but I'm just hoping that they don't go all the way and have, you know,
they're going to go full blown NASCAR, baby. They're going to go full blown now. Oh, yeah. 100%, bro. The jerseys, right? The jerseys.
Yes. They're making
practice jerseys already have corn flag
first down marker. And
yeah. Post cereal. Make sure you shop at Roy Rogers this weekend and get that roast beef.
Yeah. That first down was brought to you by Walmart.
It's all coming. It's like, well, let's get in these picks, baby. I'm excited for the NFL. This wild card weekend is probably one of the funnest. It's one of the funnest. And then, of course, I like championship weekend, conference champions.
Right. Well, it starts off.
What's the first game? It's on a Saturday, right? The Chargers versus the Texans?
3:30 Eastern. That would
CBS.
Central. 3:30 Central, and we're talking about the Chargers, and we're talking about the Houston Texans for the second year in a row is hosting a playoff game. Last year, they won the playoff game with the Cleveland Browns, and this year, they're hosting the Chargers, which I expect to be the same similar outcome.
Yeah, it's looking like it's supposed to be a close game from what I have. I'm seeing it's like the Chargers are -2.5. The over's at 42.5.
Oh, yeah.
Both teams are pretty much equal. You know, one's 11-6. The Chargers are 11-6. And then the Houston Texans are, what, 10-7? So it's a decent matchup. It's a decent matchup. You know, you got, what, Shroud versus Hubert? You know, that's your quarterbacks.
Oh, you know what? Is Ezekiel Elliott. Did you hear that the Cowboys cut Ezekiel Elliott?
Yeah.
Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott. Cowboys cut him. And
when? Like was, 3 years ago, right?
No, he's been playing on Cowboys this year.
Was he?
Yeah, they re-signed him. He was playing this year. But they cut him at the end of the season, week 17. They cut him. And then he was picked up by the Chargers. And he's they're expecting him to play in the game against Houston. He's been on the team for 3 days.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like 42 power, you know, 42 gut, you know, run between the you know, the two hole. You know,
yeah, he's like a Jerome Bettis wannabe. Like he found his niche in NFL running 2-3 yard runs.
Well, who knows? I mean, because you got what, Barkley, you got Derrick Henry and all them. All these people that they said were washed up all of a sudden had record-breaking years. Maybe Zeke comes out and, you know, he drops a 200 bomb on him.
Dog, he got cut for a reason. He didn't get traded. You know, they didn't have any value of, like, just give me a seventh-round draft pick 5 years from now. He had zero value. They had to cut him.
He got a little left in the tank. He got
Whatever the salary requirements are, nobody wanted to even pay that. Not a portion of it. He's not worth it. He's washed up, and Ezekiel Elliott is possibly going to run those, you know, 1-2-3 yard runs, you know, for.
Well, is because I know they got J.K. Dobkins as the as LA's running back, and he's decent. He's decent. I mean, he's not Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon's tearing it up for the Texans this year. But
Joe Mixon, very surprised. Very surprised at how well he's doing. Joe Mixon, and then you have Shroud. He's a good quarterback. A lot of teams have tape on him now, so he's not doing as well as he was with the elements of surprise, in my opinion, because, you know, teams have a whole year full of tape. And this year also now they can see, you know, kind of what he does in these situations and those. So you see that he's not as, you know, hot as he was like last year. But he's a good quarterback, and he's not the fastest. He's not the best, but he's good, and he's still in the game. You don't have to pay him like the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, like our buddy for the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott, and then only played 3 games, and he's not available. He's available, and he's in the playoffs, and that's what you want. So I look for the Houston Texans to go ahead and get that dub on.
What? I thought this was an easy win for the Chargers, bro.
What? Hold up.
Man, hold up.
Bro. The Texans are trash. The hell did you just say?
The previous statement is under review. Time out.
Because I was like, the odds are -2.5. You know what I'm saying? I was like, this is not even going to be close. I think the Chargers are going to light up the Texans. They're going to put 40 on them boys. And the Texans can't score. Shroud's going to throw some interceptions, even though he's been improving and all that. But you give me the Chargers, I'll even ladder that. Like, ladder that thing up to like 6.5, baby. I don't care if they're at home, the Texans. You know what I'm saying? I'd ladder the Chargers up to -6.5.
So you
want to
lay 6.5?
Yeah, I would take the over. And give me, you know what? Give me Zeke. Since Zeke's there, you say, give me anytime touchdown Zeke. They're going to get him the ball. They're going to give him a touchdown. Give me one of them, man.
Dog, man, you have a gambling problem, bro.
And that's a lock.
You have a gambling problem, dog. This is why Vegas is, you know, built on losers. And this best like that is the reason why they got the lights still on today.
Nah,
that's a terrible bet. That's a terrible bet, you know?
Not at all. I thought that's one of the easiest picks of the week.
Houston Texans at home? Come on, bro.
The Texans, bro.
I can see if we're playing the Ravens, Chiefs, if we're playing a team like that, yeah, okay. I don't know if the Houston Texans are going to do something. But the Chargers, give me a break. They didn't even know they were playing in the playoffs until yesterday.
No. You're from Texas. You see them on the news all day. You see them on the sports. You brainwashed. Yeah, they got you brainwashed. You're like, yeah, Texas, baby, Texas.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
sounds like Texas, you know, smoking.
Yeah,
Of course, we got another game that night. This is on Prime Video. I didn't even know that. This one's going to be on Prime Video, baby. The Steelers Ravens on Prime Video?
All right. So the second game is definitely going to be the Steelers. This is Saturday night. Steelers and the Ravens. Steelers playing at the Ravens. Steelers don't have a freaking chance in hell, dude. There's no chance the Steelers are going to beat the Ravens. I mean, what I predict in this game is Russell Wilson, finally Tomlin gets sick of him because he can't do shit, but he's going to manage the game. It's going to be a one-score game. They're going to be down, but they're only going to be down by one score. They're going to be down by seven. They're going to be down by eight because they're going to get two field goals. The Ravens are going to get two touchdowns, so they kind of are in the game at halftime. It's going to be a 6-14, so it's kind of close like it is most of the time in the first half with the Steelers. And then in the second half, the Ravens are just going to pull away, dude. It's going to be – it's going to be at least a 13-14 point spread on this one. What's the spread?
9.5. Vegas has it right now.
Yeah, 9.5, and it's 14. 14, I would say. I would take 14.
Wow, you're going out of this. So you're saying a blowout. It's basically a blowout.
Oh, the only reason it's not going to be more is because it's going to be they're going to be resting the starters and stuff. It's like it's over. They're going to be just – they're not going to be trying to get someone hurt. The game's over. They're getting ready for a real team. Steelers, like I said, they're going to – it's going to be within 8 points at the half, but it's going to be, you know, 15 points at the end of the game.
Yeah, this is like one of those games you sort of want to avoid. Maybe because, I mean, the over-under's at 43, so they're not going to – they're not – you know what I'm saying? So they're thinking what? 30, you know, the Ravens are going to put up 30 and the Steelers put up 10 maybe, something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they're not looking for a lot of points out of the Steelers. I don't look for a lot of points out of the Steelers. Russell Wilson has been letting me down since he got put in by Tomlin. Tomlin might even pull him at halftime because maybe – I know Tomlin's got job security and all that, but – I know he wants to win, and he wants them boys to win. He wants them dogs. You know, they've been there all year. But at the end of the day, the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, I mean, he scares me in the playoffs because he's so iffy. But I think they're just going to hand the ball to Derrick Henry. The defense is going to get the job done. They're going to pound it down their throats. Like I said, it's not even going to be close. I'd take the Ravens minus 9.5, and you know what I'm saying? And I'd probably take the over at 43.5. And anytime touchdown Derrick Henry, I do too all day long.
And that's a lock. That's a lock.
Lock it up, baby. Lock it up.
All right. So you got the Ravens minus 13?
Yeah.
All right. I mean,
that's weird. That's on Prime too. So if you don't got Prime Video, you're not going to be able to see that game unless it's
what's in the
market.
Yeah, well, or if you have $7, you can watch it. Yeah, it's like if you go to a bar and you buy one beer. You could have Prime for the month.
You could probably go out some. I don't even know if you can go out to a bar.
But why? You can watch it at home cheaper.
Yeah, but I guess what do you sign up for a free trial of Prime?
Pretty much.
And then you watch it.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that's Saturday. That's the two games on Saturday, like January 11th.
Yeah. All right. So that's that, man. What's the chances that the Steelers they're actually going to win that one? Can you imagine there's a scenario that the Steelers actually win and upset them and move on?
I don't. If Russell Wilson gets pulled early and gets hurt, maybe.
You think Justin Fields is a better?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because Fields got him 10 wins already, right? I think Russell didn't really do much.
He got hurt.
You know, so.
And then it came back. And when Fields it came hurt? Back, it fell flat.
Because I thought, is that what it was? Fields got hurt? Because I know Russell Wilson came in through him.
Russell Wilson got hurt like week 3 or something, and Fields kind of carried the team, and they were like,
got all the wins.
We're not going to let Russell Wilson back in until he's really healthy. He probably could come in now, but we're just going to keep him. And then Fields was doing really good. He's a lot more mobile. He's faster. He's younger. He was doing good. He was making big plays. And then when they put Russell Wilson back in the first game, he did good. And then he's been doing good, just not good enough and not good enough to get the dub. And they've been taking L's and loss, loss, loss. And you put a bunch of losses on you in the locker room. I mean, it's hard to feel like a winner when you actually lost the game again and again and again. Now you're going to the playoffs and you're going to get another dose of that medicine, another L.
Yeah, but and you got to remember, you got to remember too, just December, the end of December, right before Christmas, the Ravens already blew them out 34-17. So and it's the Houston gonna be the Texans. Same thing. It's gonna the be Houston, the same thing.
There is no recipe to stop Lamar Jackson. The Houston Texans couldn't find it. The Washington Redskins. If you've seen the Redskins and the Ravens games, you're just like, man, turn that shit off, man. God, oh, man, someone throw a flag. They're killing them.
Yeah. They got ate up.
And they had no answer for him. He was just running around. He'd make a play, not make a play, make a play on his feet. They couldn't tackle him. They couldn't even do two-hand touch and get this motherfucker down. It was crazy.
Now, Lamar's great during the regular season. It's the playoffs where he gets a little shaky. He scares me in the playoffs. Like I said, his playoff record's 2-4. So,
well, when he's playing Patrick Mahomes, you know, he doesn't look like the Lamar Jackson that he does when he's playing the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Washington Commanders.
Or the Bengals, stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, you're playing top-notch teams, Lamar. You know what I'm saying? He goes a little hibernation, gets scared.
If the Chiefs would have beat the Denver Broncos, then the Cincinnati Bengals would have been in the playoffs, and that's a team to watch out for.
Yeah, that would have scared a lot of people because
that would have been a team that's, you know, they could match up with the Bills, they could match up with the Chiefs or the Ravens. The Bengals would have been a team to beat, but I believe the Chiefs did their self a favor by letting in the Broncos because they're going to see him right again this week. But let's go to the next game. We got. We have the NFL wild card Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. This is at the noon game or the 1 o'clock if you're on the East Coast.
Yes, sir.
This is the Broncos traveling to the snow-covered hills of the Bills, and they're going to be jumping off of their car onto their little foldable table. Bill drop or whatever it's called?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Bill tailgating drop or something, table smash. The Buffalo Bills against the Broncos at Buffalo. The Broncos are doing good. I mean, they got a spark. They're the little engine that could. They really look hot against the third string of Kansas City. I mean, they beat the third string team of the Chiefs and really look like a professional football team that had an opportunity to go to the playoffs. Now that they're in the playoffs, you know, mission accomplished, participation trophy for playoff experience here. This Bronco team is not going any further than the Bills. The Bills got this game. What's the point spread?
The point spread is minus eight.
You got to take 8 points?
Yeah, 8.5.
All day.
So they're not expecting much. And the Broncos are probably, like you said, they're probably the worst team in the playoffs. They just crept in. They basically had a gimme the last game.
The numbers, they're a 7 seed, man.
Yeah, they're 10-7 as a team. They're not impressive. You know, there's not much about them. You know, you got Nix and, you know, Bo Nix. I mean, he's okay.
He's doing good.
You got the running back Williams and all that. But, I mean, he's not a killer. He's not a killer. I mean, they just, you know what I mean? They're not killers. They're not killers. They're not Patrick Sertan. Josh Allen's going to tear it up. He's probably top three quarterback in the league. The Bills are a little shady this year, but they still got it done. You know, they're still 13-4 or whatever they were. And, you know, you can't bet against Josh Allen. You know what I'm saying?
No.
He's good. So he's going to get the job done. It's going to be in cold-ass Buffalo, even though Denver's probably used to cold weather too. But I see it as a, you know, it's pretty much going to be over. I take the Bills. I'd take the Bills probably the -8, and I would take the under. The under's a 46. I don't know how the weather's going to be, but I don't see a whole lot of points being scored, but I do see some points being scored.
I don't know. Every time Josh Allen got the ball, he scored when he played Kansas City. When you say you can't bet against Josh Allen, you can, but not when they're playing the Broncos.
Yeah. Well, I think last week he threw for, what, 4 or 5 touchdowns? Was that him?
Yeah, I mean, so, that's Josh Allen. I mean, he's going to get the ball into the end zone. The guy is a machine. If there's not a receiver open, he's going to use his legs. I mean, they got a running game. So, I mean, they don't have, you know, the superstar receivers, but it's just like a Tom Brady type of thing. If you have a good quarterback, as long as you have somebody who knows how to catch the ball and run a route, it's fine. You're going to get open, especially in the snow. I think that's going to create a little bit more separation, more holding, more defensive holding. But I think you're going to see a high-scoring game there. In the snow, kind of like when the Bills played the San Francisco 49ers. It wasn't close, but you'll see that.
What's all the right. weather this Sunday in Buffalo, New York? Well, I guess you don't want to answer. Oh, well, I was going to see what the weather was going to look like, but according to the...
Was it New York?
It's going to be 37, so... Well, no, that's the Philly game I'm looking at. It's going to be... the weather here says it's going to be 29 degrees. It's going to be cold, but it's just cloudy, so...
In Buffalo?
Yeah, in Buffalo.
Well, it's cold in Denver, too, but they got the higher altitude, so...
Yeah, that's true, too. So, I mean, it's not even going to be close. I mean, it's going to be the Bills all day long. Take the Bills. Even give me a Josh Allen anytime touchdown. He's probably going to run it in. It's going to be a good fun. It's going to be a good fun weekend. I don't think that's the game of the week. I think the next game might be the game of the week.
You know what? The next game is going to be a great game. I think we're talking about the middle game on Sunday, the 4:30 start, the 3:30 Central Standard Time where we are here in Houston. The Packers are going to the Eagles with or without Hurts. Jalen Hurts is still on concussion protocol. I'm not sure if he's playing yet on Sunday. He's been out 2 weeks. And we've had the ex-Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback. He's been playing and filling in the shoes there. And
the doing Packers a good job, too. Doing a good job.
Hot, dude. The Packers last year knocked out the Cowboys. They damn near beat the freaking 49ers. 49ers had no business winning that game.
Jordan Love's not bad. I don't know how Green Bay always gets a quarterback, bro. They've had a quarterback for, what, the last 35 years? They
have Favre, Rodgers,
now Love. He seems to be good. It must be nice. It must be nice.
It can't be the coach because they said the Dallas took the coach, and then it's like, yeah. You got Dak
Prescott. McCarthy, baby.
Yeah.
It's McCarthy.
So you got the Packers and you got the Eagles. What's the spread on this one?
This one's a lot closer. It's the Eagles -4.5, which you figure you get 3 for being at home. So Vegas is thinking this is going to be sort of close. I guess I don't know how Jalen Hurts is going to be. You know, once you get a concussion, you're more prone to get a little bit more concussions.
Yeah, the Redskins gave him a concussion. I don't know
if yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the only reason we did what we did that game. But it should be good. I mean, the over-under is at 44. I would probably – I don't know. I mean, if you're in the gambling, maybe – it's hard to bet against the Eagles, right? Because the Eagles are a top-notch team. I'd probably take the Eagles minus the – 4.5, maybe by a point or something like that.
Number two,
yeah, they're strong. You got Barkley, who's just been running the ball down the field. He would have broke.
They chose not to break the record.
Yeah, which he didn't.
And you know, the whole record thing's bullshit anyway, because they're playing an extra game. Like when Michael Strahan's record was broken, it was like, yeah, but you're playing an extra game.
Yeah. Yeah, extra two then. I think they only played like 14 back then when Eric Dickerson broke the record.
So, I mean, yeah, you're breaking a record. I wouldn't say breaking a record because you have to break it in the same amount of games. You're setting a new record more than breaking a record. But they chose to set him on the bench because they have bigger aspirations. And those start at home with Green Bay coming to town. And Green Bay is going to be knocking on that door. They're going to be hungry. They're going to be looking to win that game. I got Green Bay.
Yeah. Oh, you got Green Bay. That's nice. I mean, I wouldn't go against it either. I wouldn't go against it. Green Bay's decent.
Well, they're
decent, and you don't know what Hurts you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? You don't know.
I don't even know if Hurts is even going to play. He's still in concussion protocol.
He'll be playing.
We'll see. So I got the pack. What do you got?
I'm going with the Eagles minus the 4.5, and give me the over. Life's too short to be taking the unders.
Over?
Yeah.
What's the over?
It's 44.5.
Okay. All right. That sounds like a lock to me.
And then we got Sunday night.
Baby. And that's a lock. Sunday night. Let me talk to you about this Sunday night one.
digging it, baby. I'm digging it.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. We're in the playoffs, baby. Let's go.
Little go-go. There to the Redskins, baby. Feel the vibes.
Man, that's like Christmas music to me.
I like that. I like that. That's good.
All right. Sunday night football. Last Sunday night did not disappoint with the Vikings and the Lions. The Lions won. The Vikings will be playing on Monday. But this Sunday night, we have the Washington Commanders is getting in the airplane and they're flying down. It's a beautiful Florida. And they're going to be playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Shake and Bake is going to try to go ahead and advance the playoffs. And we have Daniels that's going to be out there. And he's going to be trying to show why he not only has Rookie of the Year, but he should be the Offensive Player of the Year. You know, that's what Trump was saying the other day. But I don't know, man. The Skins, they look better with Mariota the other day against the Cowboys.
They did. They moved the ball, they seemed like, a little bit. And I don't know. Jaden Daniels is good. You know what I'm saying? You can't be disappointed in him. You know what I'm saying? They had a 12-5, but they didn't really look like a 12-5 team. You know, they had some Hail Marys. They pulled out, I don't know how many games they pulled out on the last drives this year, probably 3 or 4 of them. So the offensive line is not that great. The defensive backs aren't the greatest. And Baker Mayfield can throw the ball, sling the ball. He's got Evans. He's got some weapons. Vegas got this high scoring. It's like 50.5 is the over under. But they're saying it's going to be close. Right now it's at -3 for Tampa Bay. So it's going to be very interesting what's going to happen here. So I'm curious to see what you're going to say to who you think's going to win this game.
Fuck out of here, dude. Redskins, dog, all the way. Even up, dude. I bet you Redskins probably, you get laying points too, right?
No, they're plus. You get +3 for the Redskins.
You getting points? Redskins and points? Oh, it's no-brainer. How many points are we getting?
3.
Oh, done deal. Sign me up.
+3? What about the over-under? You going to touch that 50? It's going to be a high-scoring game. The only way the Redskins are going to win this is if they put up some points. They're going to put some points up on the board to compete against Baker. Baker will throw 3 or 4 touchdowns on you.
When you got Scary Terry, baby, Scary Terry not only has showed out, but he showed up at the last bit, when it really counts, at the end of the game, when the game's on the line and it counts. Scary Terry has had that winning touchdown catch, not just last week, but several weeks. And, you know, when they played Dallas and he had that big Hail Mary, it was Scary Terry. You know, you say, oh, my God, I can't believe this happened and that happened. You know, Terry McLaurin has waited it out. He hasn't said, you know what, my quarterback sucks. I'm going to a different team like that bitch-ass Tyreek Hill for the
Cheetah. Cheetah.
At halftime, like you get paid millions and millions of dollars, and you pay to be there. You're paid because there's people in the stands. They want to see a team that's putting something together. And if not, you know, do something, score some touchdowns, do something. At halftime, you're going to say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not coming out of the locker room, and I'm not playing. I don't want to be a part of the team anymore. This is me saying that I don't want to be a part of the team. That ain't a teammate, and that doesn't increase your value. You might be a good player. You can't play in one more half of football. It's only 17 fucking games.
Yeah, that was like that 49ers guy. Remember the 49ers guy that quit like, 4 or 5 weeks ago? He quit on the team, went into the locker room. You're seeing a lot of that lately. You know what I mean? It's not like they're not in there. They're not dogging no more. You know,
well, there's the prima donna position. The prima donna position is the wide receiver.
Wide receiver, yeah.
It's the Odell Beckhams. It's the, you know, any wide receiver, you're thinking about managing their emotions in the game when they're not getting the ball enough, or like Pickens for Steelers. He then they throw him the ball and he drops the ball, and then he's having this like, I'm only 21, I'm the goods, and I'm a superstar, but I'm throwing a temper tantrum because, you know, I missed this play. And that is so they're like the little superstar spoiled rotten kids in the NFL is the wide receiver position, because they can't do it by themselves. They have to be thrown the ball. So like, throw me the ball, throw me the ball, throw me the ball, throw me the ball. And then, you know, so I don't know, the wide receiver position. I like Scary Terry that he stayed there, but
so you definitely going with the Commanders. You going with the Commanders to win this over Tampa Bay. I feel the vibe.
If you say anything less than that, man, you're gonna have a fucking problem, dog.
I don't see it. I watched the Redskins all year. They're my team, but
yeah, you know what I'm saying? If I'm betting on something, I'm betting on the home team, baby boy.
Hard, but you know what I'm saying? Jaden Daniels, you know,
are you betting on the Bucks, bro?
What?
You betting on the Bucks? I see. I got Aaron Tippin right here. He got the skins.
Yeah, I don't know. Man, I'll talk to you later.
Hold on, let me get you off here.
I don't know yet. I don't know.
He's going to jail like a mother.
Jail, baby.
All right, what you gonna do?
Give me Tampa Bay, baby. Give me Tampa Bay minus the points and. Give me 50 points is a lot. 50 points is a lot, but give me the over. Give me the over. I think there's going to be points. I just don't think the Jaden Daniels is going to be able to drive down the field with a minute and 35 seconds left and be able to get that field goal off. You know what I'm saying? Or get in the end zone. But
sounds like someone being smoking.
Slow moving, then the Redskins can get it. If the Redskins defense show up, they can get it. That's the way it is.
You lost me on that one, bro. I don't even know how we're related. That's what I don't know.
Yeah, you sipping on something, bro. You sipping on something.
All right. Well, the next game, so that'll be Sunday night. And then moving on to NFL wild card, the grand finale, Monday Night Football.
Whoop, whoop.
The following presentation is brought to you by Y Sports.
This will be the first time that a team with 13 wins has to go on the road because the other team is a division
14,
champ.
14, baby. 14-3 Vikings.
They got the double sevens. They rolled double sevens with 14, and they're going to play the bitch-ass Rams. Now, when they're playing in L.A., isn't L.A. like covered with fire?
Yeah, I wonder how that's going to happen. But that's downtown L.A. That's not – the Palisades is sort of more to up.
Malibu, north L.A.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. The weight of fire – like, who knew that the winds in California would be blowing at 100 miles an hour gust? I was like, when did this happen?
Well, isn't that like in World War II where they would start all those fires and they would suffocate people with the vacuum that comes from the fire? Yeah, it like makes a vacuum with the wind.
I guess. I'm just still shocked that it's just that the winds would just be gusting like that. Like I never saw, you know what I mean? I feel like that's a hurricane, you know. Even though hurricanes are like steady winds, but gusting at 100, you know, that's just wild to me. But you see the videos of all California.
Yeah, it's like, you know,
Palisades is burnt down, baby. It's burnt down.
Yeah, it's
they're saying it's like
living in hell, dude. The California, you know, it's like I see like Trump was like, you know, we're trying to make California, Canada like another state or something, a part of the U.S. is like, dude, that's not true. That's like banter. We're trying to give California and Oregon to Canada.
Yeah, but I don't see the Rams. I guess it'll be probably fine, but I don't see the Rams doing anything against the Vikings. Sam Darnold hopefully will be able to complete his passes this go around. I mean, because the Vikings are a complete team, so I mean they're a complete
Turk
team.
Turk said the Vikings are 14 wins and they're about
we'll
to
make it 15. Okay.
I mean, I don't What's see the Vikings losing until they get to like NFC Championship game.
What's the spread? I mean, that's a bold. Oh, the spread on that game is -1. So that's basically a pick'em.
What?
How's that a pick'em?
They're looking at Sam Darnold. They look like shit against the Lions. But I
that's
just think,
be it.
Yeah, and it's he
literally
he like hurt his ankle. It looked like someone stepped on his foot or something.
The over under is 47.5. I don't see the Rams doing it.
Dog, you have Goff, right?
You got Stafford. Saying,
Goff,
you got
Stafford. Look, Goff Stafford. Is trash, Stafford. Right? Goff is trash. I need the Detroit Lions quarterback. I need Matthew Stafford. If I'm going to win a Super Bowl, I need Stafford.
Stafford's so on the Rams. Goff.
I know, but what I'm saying is they made a trade for Goff for Matt. For
Matthew. Yeah, yeah.
And then sure enough, they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then since then, I really haven't seen the same, you know, team Stafford. As that. That's, you know, Matthew Stafford. I haven't seen the same kind of team. They've played good, but they haven't been like Kurt Warner good. He hasn't been like, you know, and I think they kind of lucked into the Super Bowl, actually. But Aaron Donald. Yeah. But this year, I don't see them winning that game. I see the Vikings, but let's be honest. Aaron Donald, he's not the best quarterback. He's like what's the name of one of those? He's a Kirk Cousins, dude, all day, dude. He's a Kirk Cousins all day.
Like, it's like, get it done, but can't get it done.
You like that? You like Prescott, yeah, I like Dak that. Prescott. That one time you did some shit, but just not dependable, man. No. And at the end of the day, Aaron Donald's going to be Aaron Donald. He's not going to go into a telephone booth and turn into super quarterback. He's always going to be a mediocre quarterback with a great team around him.
Well, how Sam Darnold looked great all year, basically, and then that last game just looked like doo-doo.
I mean,
finally showing up, you know what I mean? It's like there's the Jets Darnold right there, overthrowing everybody, underthrowing, looked a little jittery, his feet are moving too fast in the pocket.
It's dude.
It's a pick.
It's like the Dallas Cowboys.
Vegas,
you know, you do great during the year, but or the Baltimore Ravens. You have the best player in the whole entire NFL, allegedly. Whether it was Aaron Rodgers, and then all of a sudden it's Lamar Jackson, and then get all the way to the point where this is the moment that makes champions. This is the moment that you win this game, and then you identify yourself for the rest of your life as been in the Super Bowl and stuff like that. Whenever the big moment comes, the moment is too big for him. And Aaron, the Vikings quarterback.
Darnold.
They
just got to hand it off to Andrew Jones.
It's too big for him, dude. It's too big for him. They need to kick some field goals. They were right about going for touchdowns, but, you know, they need to kick some field goals, bro.
But they're stacked. I mean, they're stacked. They're going to hand it off to Jones. You got Jefferson. So, I mean, he's probably one of the best wide receivers in the game. I mean, the Vikings are stacked. The defense is good. If Sam Darnold, I guess they're going to have to slow Sam Darnold down a little bit, build his confidence back up, because that last game, you know, hopefully that didn't, you know what I'm saying, just put the jitters in him.
Sometimes you need an ass whipping before you go into the contest to wake you up.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Sometimes you need to get that first little, take that L. Like, you know, players need to go into the game, get that first hit before they finally, you know, get loosened up, ready to go.
Back to reality, yeah.
Hell, knock them back to something. But knock them back to the couch where he's watching the rest of the post-TV, you know, on TV with the rest of us. We'll see what happens. But I see the Vikings winning that game.
Yeah, I see that. I see that, too. I don't see why they wouldn't. I'd take the Vikings minus the one and – I'd probably take the over. I think. Well, what's the over under at? I might take the under on that. I don't know if the Rams are going to be able to do much. I don't know. Stafford.
I think the Vikings can score on the Rams. I think they had a hell of a time scoring on the Lions, but the Vikings defense was legit. And based on that, I think they can stop the Rams offense. And I think that Donald and the Vikings and Jeffries, I think that they can score on the Rams a lot easier than, you know, the Lions. They were super stingy. Their defense played great. And, you know, they had a lot of red zone and, you know, first and goal. You know, they held them with not even a field goal, no touchdown, no nothing. And, of course, the Lions, it was hard for them to play from their own 2-yard line. But, you know, I see the Vikings winning this game, but we'll see what happens, you know, moving past that. But I see them winning this game. Your number 2 seed against the number 7 seed. This should be the game that should be a win. But stranger things have happened. Who you got? You got the Vikings also?
Yeah, give me the Vikes. Give me the Vikes all day. But that's it. That's the wrap, baby. That's the wrap on Wild Card Weekend. I can't wait to do a follow-up to see if we was right Or if we was completely wrong, you know what I'm saying? Are we going to be rich or are we going to be broke?
Yeah, would you going to put some coin on this one?
Yeah. I'm going to put it on all of them. Put them
a dollar?
Yeah. I'll put probably one unit. Whatever I said, I'll have to rewatch. But I already pretty much have the same picks. You know, I'm going to take the Eagles and all that. I'm going to take the Ravens.
The Ravens. I'm
taking the Chargers. Yes, sir.
The Bills.
Taking the Bills, yes, sir.
Take the over with the
Eagles. So we agreed on mostly everything except for what, the Redskins and then the Chargers game, right?
First of all, I don't even want to talk about this Redskins game. You know damn well the fucking Redskins are going to beat Tampa Bay.
You sound like it's going to be easy. The Redskins aren't a 12. They're not that great.
Bro, no, it's just there's one team is going to get the dub.
Let's be honest, baby. Let's be honest here. They're not that great.
All right, let me say it like this.
Talk to me.
Out of all the teams that are in the NFC playoffs, and you had to match the Washington Commanders up with one team, I like my chances with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers probably more than any other team there.
What? Give me the Rams.
I don't know, man. The Bucs, I mean, they barely made it in, too. They didn't know they were playing until the other day.
Yeah, I know. And then the Broncos is all trash.
But, I mean, for the NFC, I mean, the Washington Redskins, that's a perfect matchup. If the Redskins was playing the Eagles, like if they would have lost that game to Dallas and somehow they would have been playing the Eagles and they got knocked down to the seventh seed, that would have been
I'll take a division rival, though. I'll take a division rival because we already played each other. You know what I'm saying? I'll take that.
Well.
Because that's a 50-50 matchup every day, I feel like. 50-50. We'll bust up Hurts again. We'll bust him up. Put him in that tent. They're gonna have to raise that tent around his head, bro. Put a flashlight in his eyes.
Put a flashlight in his eyes.
They'd be like, hey, where you at? I don't know, bro.
Because it's been too long, man. Let's catch up soon, man. I'm leaving for Omaha tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah. So we're gonna be watching the games out there. So that's why we had to do it tonight. But definitely gonna be talking some absolute football, and we're gonna be revisiting these picks, and we're gonna keep a good tally this year on it.
No doubt. It's peace and love, baby. It's peace and love. God loves you. Make sure you follow the Rock and Roll.
Go Redskins, baby.
Peace and love, baby.